are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show. Last night in the fields, I lay down in the darkness to think about death, but instead I fell asleep, as if in a vast and sloping room filled with those white flowers that open all summer, sticky and untidy in the warm fields. When I woke, the morning light was just slipping in front of the stars, and I was covered with blossoms. I don't know how it happened. I don't know if my body went diving down under the sugary vines in some sleep-sharpened affinity with the depths, or whether that green energy rose like a wave and curled over me, claiming me in its husky arms. I pushed them away, but I didn't rise. Never in my life had I felt so plush, or so slippery, or so resplendently empty. Never in my life had I felt myself so near that porous line where my own body was done with, and the roots and the stems and the flowers began. That was White Flowers, a poem by Mary Oliver. And you are tuned into a frequently visited dream on WGXC with me, Alex, here until 8 p.m. playing music for contemplating flowers. I've been thinking about flowers a lot lately. There are a few types in my garden that I've been careful at tending to, and I enjoy wildflower identification and field botany as a hobby, but above all, I enjoy appreciating a flower's beauty, be it big or small, preciously fragrant or not at all, ephemeral like a bloodroot or long blooming and common like a pansy. Have you ever looked at a flower? Like, really looked at a flower? flower, like, looked so long that you realized you and the flower are one and share an innate and perfect beauty. And did you know that before DNA testing, the only way to positively identify a plant was to examine its flower? Tonight's show is a playlist for pondering such questions. And the first song we heard was To a Wild Rose, originally composed by American composer Edward McDowell in 1896. That was a beautiful jazzy rendition performed by Canadian piano virtuoso in 1951. And this is White Moon by Kikigaku Morio from their second studio album in 2014 called Forest of Lost Children.
Thank you.
again, that was White Moon by Kikigaku Moyo. And this is a song called Phoenix at Desert by Akio and Okihide from Virtual Dreams 2, Ambient Explorations in the House and Techno Age, Japan, 1993 to 1999. It's a great compilation put out in October of last year by Music from Memory. Thank you.
The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Thank you.
That was Immortal Bach by the Norwegian composer Knut Nystedt. It's probably my favorite choral composition of all time. It's derived from the first line of Bach's funeral song, Come Süße Tod, or Come Sweet Death. I read someone refer to it as a glimpse into eternity, and I couldn't agree more with that description. Before that, we heard Bright Belief by Johnny Nash off of an album called Once Was Ours Forever. Came out just last week on July 4th. And before that, we heard a song called Orchid by UK-based musician Kit Grill off their album Spirit from 2022. And next up, we have a song by upstate New York-based musician Zapato called Gone Away Again. Thank you. That was Au Lac de Wallenstadt, composed by Franz Liszt and performed by Carol Rosenberger. It's the second movement from Liszt's Years of Pilgrimage pieces composed during the 1830s. And about having composed those pieces, he wrote this at the time. Having recently traveled to many new countries, through different settings and places consecrated by history and poetry, having felt that the phenomena of nature and their attendant sights did not pass before my eyes as pointless images, but stirred deep emotions in my soul, and that between us a vague but immediate relationship had established itself, an undefined but real rapport, an inexplicable but undeniable communication. I have tried to portray in music a few of my strongest sensations and most lively impressions. So yeah, Liszt was into nature. If you've just tuned in, this is A Frequently Visited Dream on WGXC with me, Alex, here for another 20 or so minutes. And next up, we have a song by Juliana Barwick called Flown, off of her album The Magic Place, out in 2011, but recently remastered and re-released either this year or last year.
Thank you.
A beautiful song called Desert Song by Roxanne Tarter. It's off an album called Speak to Me of Love, which I believe is just a private pressing that I happen to have in my collection. And up next is a song called Pianos, lots of O's, by Logan and Mikey. Came out on an album called Sleep Stories in 2013.
Thank you.
Again, that was Pianos with Lots of O's by Logan and Mikey. And we're coming up on the top of the hour here. Next up, you'll be hearing from Owen, his show Defenestrated. Always after mine, every second Wednesday of the month. I will send you all off with this song called Dream of the Egg by Tomo Katsurada, featuring Johnny Nash, off an album called Dream of the Egg. Came out end of last year, end of 2024. And with that, I will see you all next time. Peace and love to all the people in the world.